Welcome to Life's a Story, where real life meets the mic. I'm your host, Greg, and I'm joined by some amazing individuals for some candid conversations about the moments in life that shape us.
This is Andy. Whether it's navigating relationships, sharing personal triumphs, or dissecting the latest news, we're here to explore it all. Get ready for genuine, thought-provoking discussions.
Hey, it's Stephanie. We believe every story deserves a spotlight, and we're not holding anything back. So grab your favorite drink, settle in, and join us as we peel back the layers of real-life experiences, one conversation at a time.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dina. Let's dive into authentic, unfiltered stories that make life interesting.
I'm excited about what we have in store for you today, so let's go ahead and kick things off and get started. Well, welcome back to Life's a Story podcast, where real life
meets the mic.
And I'm your host, Greg Steinke, along with my wife, Dina, Andy, and Stephanie.
Hello.
And we are on a roll.
Oh, where are you at, Andy?
Hey.
Hey, there you are.
We said it
just
together.
Thinking.
Jinx.
I was just thinking, you said your last name. I think that's the first time I heard it on a podcast.
No, I've said it before.
Have you?
Yeah.
I listen to every episode.
It's an interesting last name, for sure.
Yes.
So, I went from being a Stutzman to Steinke, so I don't know.
She didn't change nationality. Still German.
I don't know.
Do you know, I'm actually only a second generation, and as of right now, it's going to end as just two generations with the last name Dunn with a D-U-N-N-E.
Not D-U-N-M-B or D-U-M-B. D-U-N-N.
No, but I think I've been called D-U-N-B before, so...
Well, if you can imagine the last name Steinke, you know.
Use your imagination.
Use
what
your
imagination.
Lots of names.
So, all kinds of fun names there.
Well, tonight's podcast is going to be about tidbits. Just this and that. It's a hodgepodge of nothing. And maybe you can get a little laughs out of it. And I think we got some different questions, some fears. Andy, he called me up the other day and he said, "Hey, I got something I want to share on the podcast." It's like it's a fear. And he always starts off sometimes, this might sound stupid, but he shared with me what it was. And I thought, how true that is. And, so, and I'm gonna go steal your thunder, man. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to let you, too.
No.
So the other day I was going to make crescent roll pizza rolls for the family for dinner. And I'm sure many of you guys know, when you go to open up those crescent rolls or those biscuits, as soon as you unravel the paper off the thing, it comes a bomb. Because you don't know. It's like a jack-in-the-box. You don't know when it's going to pop open in your face. Yeah.
It's the anticipation.
But then we kind of talk, too. It's how many other scary foods are there? Ooh. Like scary things to open. Not just a can of biscuits, but like...
My
aren't
Reese
you nervous
puffs?
Every time that you like open cereal, like it's going to explode everywhere?
That's true.
Or like a bag of M&Ms.
Oh, that's
or,
a good one.
Yeah, or you have to peel. You know how you have to peel like the perforated part off of, let's say, frozen chicken, and then you try to have to get your fingers in between that little space there and,
yes.
and pull
yes.
it apart.
The resealable
like,
seal.
Yes.
Yes.
Like
those
that
are
struggle
the worst.
Is.
Oh,
just get the scissors and open it up because
it's... What about kiwi? Anyone here like kiwi?
Are you I like to eat the skin.
Well,
you do?
I do.
You are
I eat
lying.
The skin of kiwi, yes.
I've never heard of anyone eating the skin.
I was just going to say I'm scared to leave some on there.
Oh, no.
He will eat an onion like an apple.
No.
Oh, yeah.
It's disgusting.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
You put like salt on it
I
or
do.
Anything?
Yeah, I'll salt it, but...
But just...
I will eat it. You give me a whole onion and I'll slice it up.
You won't even slice it up. You'll just grab it and take a bite out of it.
Just like an apple. I got something for you. How long do you think that apple in your refrigerator, how long you think that's been picked?
How since it's come off the tree?
Yes.
By the time it comes off the tree but and it gets
into
to
our
refrigerator?
Yes.
Probably 2 months, and that's probably since in our refrigerator another 2 months.
Try again.
Really?
Try again. You're not even close.
1 year.
9 to 12 months.
Really?
From
yes.
the time where it's picked?
So
where they put it at.
So that what they do is they...
Ziplocs?
I don't know how to say the word, but just look up 1-MCP. And it's a synthetic plant growth regulator used to slow down the ripening of fruit and can help maintain the freshness of cut flowers also. So you got to put it in a CA storage, like a controlled atmosphere storage unit.
Really?
Like they do the same thing with apples, kiwis, tomatoes, bananas, plums, melons, the name some. So I...
Is it big enough to where like I can go in it?
I'm assuming.
But I'm assuming, what if it's organic? But I'm assuming it wouldn't go through that process, right?
I don't have no idea on
you
that.
Would, but just, we can't afford the organic.
Yeah, what's organic mean?
But then the bananas, they pretty well compensate for that time. Once you take them home, they're brown like
the next day.
Yeah. When is the right time to eat a banana?
I like mine a little green.
Yeah, a little green on the edges.
Still.
No, I don't like it green. I just like it a nice, perfect yellow before it starts to turn.
Yellow.
But that you only get that for like 6 hours.
I know. You have to really watch it.
You really have to time it out.
You got to be there and stand there and watch them.
Yeah, once there's brown on it, I'm done. I'm getting them to Hadley or Sawyer.
Yeah.
So. I know I can't give them to Stephanie.
Well, you make bread out of it. That's what you do.
Ooh.
Yeah. What about pudding? Well, you put them in the freezer and say, oh, I'm going to make banana bread with those.
I think we have 2 dozen
in there a year later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that.
Maybe we'll pull those out tonight.
Do you know, I didn't know though.
Probably not.
Do you know you're supposed to peel them first? Because I didn't know that.
What, the bananas?
Oh, the bananas?
Take them out of the peel and then freeze them.
I think I always have.
Really? Because I didn't know that.
No.
So I was just putting the banana in there.
There's got to be somebody else listening that didn't know that either.
So yes,
it's harder to peel after that.
Have you tried to peel once they're frozen?
Well, it would be a thawed out
mush.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you basically just cut the end off and squeeze it out like a popsicle.
Yeah.
Nope. Did not know that.
I've never made banana bread.
No, but it's delicious.
It is delicious.
Or banana cake is better.
Mm, that is true.
With cream cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. That is good stuff.
Okay, well, I read a good book recently.
What's the name?
Listened to a good book recently. It's Granger Smith's book called Like a River.
I want to read that.
I want to read that, too.
It is so good. It is so good on so many levels.
Did you cry?
No. I did, and I'm not a crier.
You're not,
I think we mentioned that before. I'm not a crier, but you know, when you think about his story, and in a nutshell, his son, I think was two or three.
River
died drowning in their pool at home.
Yes,
and it was under Granger's watch because his wife was getting a shower. And his son really wasn't even that far away from him. And so just having to live with that guilt.
Yeah.
And he spiraled into some depression and dependency on other things to get him through the day. But he just talks about that journey and how all that brought him back to God. Mm. And now he is, he was studying to be a preacher, to give the word, and that's, he quit. He was a country music singer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he had an alter ego, Earl Dibbles Jr., pretty funny little clips and stuff like that.
And so he, and now he...
He serves in the ministry now.
Yeah, he gave up singing and is
in Texas
ministry. Yeah, I think he travels
and
speaks, and so it's just a very... And then how, later on, how God blessed them with another child down the road. Mm-hmm. And so it was a very good read.
You listen
so
to Audible then?
Audible. Yeah. Well, no, that one I actually listened to off of Libby, which connects you with your local library.
I'm putting that on my Libby list right now.
Yeah, it is very good.
Actually, if anybody with their public library, Libby, instead of waiting, or well, I should say, instead of paying sometimes
with Audible.
Audible.
But you still have to wait for it to be available.
But it's
usually not that long. I mean, like, I think that book said it was going to be like 13 weeks, and it was like maybe 5 days. I mean, I didn't wait nearly as long as they said I would have to wait for it.
Yeah.
Well, because other people pass it up because they're not ready to listen to it or whatever, so it goes to the next person in line.
You girls should explain what Libby is.
Right.
I mean, because it's I mean, for it's anybody that has a library card.
Basically, like digital downloads from your local library.
Right, you have to get the Libby app.
With your library card.
Libby.
Right, and you have to get a library card. And then you connect your card with the app, and then you can just borrow books.
Yeah.
Well, you can borrow books to actually read if somebody has time to do that and they enjoy that, or you can borrow books to listen to.
Yeah,
I almost bought that book for Stephanie earlier this year, but we were just starting to get into Audible books, and I was like, better wait on that one.
Yeah, it's a good one, and it's only like 6 hours. It's not a very long book.
Now, you want to say the name of that again?
A River by Granger Smith. It's excellent.
We're all actively downloading it.
Yeah. Does anybody else have a favorite book they've listened to recently?
On the serious side, my aunt and uncle went through that.
Did they really?
Really? Uncle, was that Uncle Junior?
No, another it was one? My dad's sister. And, okay. He was probably 2 or 3 years old.
Yeah.
Mm.
And had drowned in their pool.
And there was another skier, I want to say Bodie.
Okay.
Wasn't there a skier who his same thing happened to, I think, his son?
Yeah, Bodie Miller.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And it was actually, I don't think it was their pool, but I think it was they were at somebody's house or something like that. I vaguely remember. So, and Granger Smith talks about that at the end of his book, how common that actually mm-hmm. is.
Yeah. I think we're going to have something like that on one of the episodes.
Like what?
Like the death of a family, premature death in the family.
Yeah.
Mm.
Of a child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that would be a very moving and hopefully an encouragement.
Help somebody, how do you get, how to
there's
get
a lot
over
of guilt.
That.
There's a lot of emotions that deal.
I don't know how you could get through anything like that without your faith in God. And and Granger definitely speaks of that, how that got him through his journey. So definitely worth the read or listen to.
Yeah, a book I've been listening to, actually I just finished was called Atomic Habits by James Clear. Highly, highly recommend.
Yeah.
What's that about?
You would probably do better at explaining it more, but it just goes over like your habits of everyday life or just a different perspective of life. And I really learned more about, I'm very goal-oriented, sorry, but like I came to find out I really like the systems over goals and setting up a system instead of just having goals. I really liked how you explained that. I think it's in chapter one.
Okay.
Like I really recommend that book. Something.
Yeah. And probably I think, and I started reading that book and didn't finish it. So I think I am just going to listen to it. But I know he mentions in there about small changes.
Yes.
And how, making those small changes in your life lead up to those bigger ones or those bigger goals.
As far as adopting new habits in your life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Making small changes.
Oh, yeah. I just love the inspiration, the motivation things, especially for what we've been through.
It's a good read and easy, and it's a good read, listen.
It really is.
Yeah. Easy to listen.
Is that on the Libby app or no?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Is that how you listen to it?
I think he did Audible.
I did Audible because it was a really long wait. So I just.
Isn't that nice that that's available?
Yes.
It kind of fits in your day, no matter just about where you're at. You can listen to the book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's my morning habit.
That is your morning habit.
Ooh, yeah.
That's better than doing nothing,
But
while I'm getting ready, I listen to scripture. And then when I'm done listening to that, I'll listen to my book.
To a book.
Another thing that Steph and I are really into listening is Lewis Howes, very motivational person. Just even his, if you have time, if you don't have time to listen to his full, sometimes they're an hour and a half long episodes. But just listening to, 3-4 minute clips of episodes really help us start our day.
And that's a podcast, right? That's not
it,
a book.
It is a podcast.
Does he have a book?
Yeah.
He does. The Greatness Mindset.
Yep.
Say it again.
The Greatness Mindset
by
Lewis Howes.
Lewis Howes.
Nice. All right.
That's a good one too. Only listen to a small portion of it, but it will be a good book from what I from what I've heard of it.
Oh, and we're actually going to go see him. Is
in September?
Yeah, in September in California. So that'd be exciting.
Los Angeles.
You going to drive there or fly?
Probably fly.
Yeah, we're thinking flying. But our goal is to go visit multiple...
I was going to say, you know, if you go...
State parks.
If you drive, you can visit some of those state parks that you mentioned.
We might have to leave in August, though.
On the way and on the... Did you do that in August?
No, we
might just be gone.
The month of August and September?
Yeah. To get there.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Why not? Yeah. Life's short.
Exactly.
True. Life's short and gas is expensive, so go for it.
Yes. So.
We've been saving up.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. For that gallon of gas, that is.
Well, I know that in California, I mean, your gas, the gas is $6, $7 a gallon.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's high.
Well,
what about you, Steph? What have you been up to?
Adjust your budget accordingly. No.
What have I been up to? Not much of anything exciting.
Ew. What was that what you were talking about earlier?
What?
About the bun.
Ooh.
About the hot dog.
Oh, debating whether a hot dog is a sandwich.
Why would it not be a sandwich?
Because it's not two pieces of bread. Two separate pieces of bread with meat in between.
Yeah.
Or
unless you split the bun.
What regulates a sandwich?
Two pieces of bread with meat in between it.
So if I take something
and a hot dog bun is just one piece of bread.
So would that be a wrap?
No, because a wrap goes all the way around.
But what if you split your hot dog bun?
So it's a hot dog.
Then it may be a hot dog sandwich.
So it's in a category all by itself.
Yes.
It's not a sandwich and it's not a wrap, so it's just a hot dog bun.
It's just a hot dog.
It's just a hot dog.
But if I go to, you know, I pull out a hot dog bun that like the ends break, yeah. Does that make a sandwich then?
Right. Then it's a hot dog sandwich. You forfeit just the hot dog. It's a sandwich.
Speaking of food,
I was gonna say I thought you were gonna throw out
what
some
are
stuff.
Like weird foods that you grew up on that you love but nobody else does.
Spaghetti and eggs. Now I have there's some of our kids that
they love it
and some that don't, but we grew up
which ones don't like it.
I know Brent likes it. I don't think Bethany likes it. I think Trey does.
So I'm
and
on
Ryan
team,
does not.
I'm on team Bethany and Ryan.
Yeah, no.
What exactly is it?
Spaghetti and eggs.
Just okay. Plain
what are you,
spaghetti
what team
and
are
eggs.
You on, Uncle
okay.
Greg?
I like it. That was good.
Yeah,
stuff.
Let me tell about my spaghetti and eggs. You got to cook the spaghetti.
And then the eggs.
Okay.
And then you just, once it's cooked, you scramble up some eggs and you put the spaghetti in with it. Scramble it with the eggs.
And so you put like crack eggs over top of your spaghetti in the
pan?
No,
you mix your eggs.
Scramble your eggs
beat
up.
Eggs
okay.
Up.
Beat them.
Okay.
And then you combine the two. And then you cook
while
them
the
in
eggs
the pan.
Are scrambling,
so you cook them separately?
No.
You
all
just
right.
Scramble the eggs and then pour them over top of the spaghetti and let it cook in that pan.
Yes, yeah. But okay. You have to keep it moving.
Yeah.
You keep them so
butter,
it's...
Butter, salt, pepper.
And if you've got extra money in the budget, a little bacon...
Oh, okay. I'm on board now
again.
So,
ham.
You could do that.
Ham.
But we grew up on that. There was five of us kids in the house.
And spaghetti and eggs are cheap.
Yes.
We had hot dogs and eggs.
Hmm.
Hot dogs and scrambled eggs. Dad used to make that.
Okay, so repeat your, what was your question again? Say it again.
What you like.
What we grew up.
Oh, yeah. Like food? What kind of foods you grew up on that you're just used to and that you love, but everybody else thinks is gross.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't say I love it, but I like it and would eat it.
And is it like a comfort food for you?
No,
because,
absolutely not.
There's probably more that I don't like.
But it's a food that when you say that spaghetti and eggs, people are like, eh, really?
Yeah, that's what I did. So. I knocked
Andy
it before
always
I even tried
that
it.
With like, yeah. I make spaghetti and bologna.
No, it's not just spaghetti and bologna and tomato
which is
juice.
Something that like a friend of mine, like her family always made it. So then I ate it, and it's so good.
It will
it
not.
Sounds like
okay,
a mistake.
What is this?
It is a mistake.
You got to
throw it in the garbage.
It's really, you just fry bologna. I mean, you cut it up, like dice it up,
mm-hmm.
And you fry the bologna, and then you make spaghetti separately,
mm-hmm.
And then...
You're fine right there.
You put it you put your spaghetti back in the pot. You put the bologna on top so it gets kind of mixed in. And then pour tomato juice over it.
Gross. Throw it in the garbage.
Like, it's so
like,
good.
Do you make it like soup?
Tomato juice?
Kind of.
Or like...
You don't like make it super it's soupy.
Soupy? It's juice. No, it's
not,
juice.
It's not too soupy.
So it's tomato not juice. Spaghetti sauce. No. It's tomato juice.
Tomato juice.
Yeah, I don't know if I could be about that, but this is what we should do.
Don't knock it till you try it,
Stephanie should make it because, you know, we always feed each other on Friday night.
I'm going to make it next Friday.
Ooh. I will not be here.
No, Andy, you'll have to bring a backup food.
I'll make spaghetti.
I'll bring you a peanut butter and jelly or something.
No, you know what I'll do? Ribs. I love to smoke food. I love pork, ribs, brisket.
The smoked cream cheese was pretty good.
Smoked cream cheese.
We put it on bagels.
Ooh. Mm,
it was. It was very good. Yeah. Actually, the first round wasn't that good. Don't do anything. I don't recommend anything sweet. Put it on top.
Yeah, we did like cinnamon and sugar and then smoked it. It wasn't very good.
Mm, but anything that was like a barbecue rub was really good. Right. That sounds good.
So what is it that you grew up with that you don't like? That you would not have in your house today?
Oh, well, I know what yours probably is.
I have a couple, yes.
Andy, is there something that you grew up eating that you're like, ugh?
Won't come in our house.
Spam.
Really?
Throw it away.
Did you have it often growing up?
No, I didn't.
That was the question.
You just heard that it's terrible?
No, I did, but
I read all about it.
No. The question was, what did you grow up eating?
Yeah.
You're
not letting your house.
Yeah, spam.
So you grew up eating spam?
No, not all. No, I time out.
Andrew.
I'm saying I had it, but I just didn't eat those nights. Like I've had
it. Was it in your house.
Like, it was in my house.
So you just always refused to eat it. You've never even tried it?
No,
one
time?
Yes. I think, like, when I think back to it, I had it once because we were talking about, my brother and I the other day were talking about this, between that and, what is it, Venice sausages?
Oh, Vienna. The little Vienna sausages?
Vienna sausages,
oh,
yeah.
We used to love those.
Yeah.
And now I think those are just taking up space in my pantry.
Oh.
Well, my parents' pantry back then.
Yeah.
Because they don't belong there in ours.
So spam is, it depends on how you make it. All that is isn't it like leftover
condensed
chunks
meat?
Of bologna and hot dogs
leftovers
squeezed together?
Mm. Yeah. Put it in some gel.
And we
does that sound refreshing?
Hey.
If you fry it, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Okay. What about you, Greg?
To each
their own. You know what's not allowed in our house.
Oh, what
is it? Yeah, what you grew up. I mean, I know about that one, but you got to tell us about that one and then maybe something else that.
Which one are you thinking about?
Hamburger Helper.
Yeah.
Why?
I made it one time in our
35
years of marriage.
Hamburger Helper?
It's disgusting.
Helper, yes.
And I'm sorry, Hamburger Helper
fans.
People.
I'm raising my hand.
No.
Oh.
But do you ever do like homemade Hamburger Helper? Like just pasta with hamburger in it and like some kind of sauce or?
No.
Even if you don't do it out of the
like
box?
Like mac and cheese?
No.
You don't put any kind of like ground beef.
Anything that is
mixed
associated
with a pasta.
Looks like smells like Hamburger Helper.
No.
Count me out.
It does not. No.
What about tuna helper?
Nope.
I think
tuna
we've
helper,
done
fish
home.
Helper, chicken helper. It doesn't matter. I don't care what it is.
We used to do tuna noodle casserole a lot.
Tuna noodle
casserole. I love tuna noodle casserole.
But that's not Hamburger Helper. There's just something about that. That's...
We grew up. We had it a lot. Well, I should say in my little boy eyes.
A lot.
I felt like I
had a lot.
You
had a big family. How many siblings?
There were six of us. So, you know, it was cheap. It was easy for mom. I never liked it.
Mm-mm.
And my wife did within our... we weren't married that
what?
Long.
What? No, okay, let's get the story straight. This is when we were in...
Uh-oh.
Here
right,
we go.
Right after we were married.
No. No.
When we had Hamburger Helper.
She's like, shh.
The only time I can remember that we ever ate Hamburger Helper was when you were a pastor in a very small church in West Virginia and we were poor and somebody in the church graciously gave us some groceries and in the groceries was Hamburger Helper and
that's
I made
it.
It scarred you that bad, Uncle Greg?
And that's what we ate and I agreed with you, we will never eat that again.
I thought it was.
It's like you just
right
wiped out that memory completely because it involved Hamburger Helper.
Exactly. I tried to.
Yeah.
It's like a PTSD.
Erase my mind. Yes. Yes. I curl up in a corner in the fetal position when you say Hamburger Helper.
Yeah.
Or red beets. Do not bring red beets around me.
Pickled beets out of the can.
I love beets.
I'm sorry.
I do too, Stephanie. Pickled beets.
Next week, we're not doing pizza. We're not doing tacos. Nothing like that. We're doing spaghetti and bologna.
No. And pickled
and
beets.
Red beets.
And maybe some fried Spam.
When this episode comes out, it's the last one I'm on.
No, I just, again, that's something that we grew up with. Mom made it. I mean, it was good for us. There's no doubt. But, you know, tried to butter it and salt and then, you know, had slices on my plate. I remember sitting. Probably 5 years old.
Beets?
Yeah.
Butter and salt?
Yeah, that's how we, yeah. She would
You would
cook
think
them
that'd
up.
Make it better.
Like Harvard beets?
They were red. You know, I didn't know they had a name other than red.
Well, Harvard beets are like have a sauce to them.
No, these were cut up, you know.
It's like sweet
sliced,
a little bit.
Like out of the garden.
And then boiled. And then they were hot, so we put butter and salt on them. And I remember there was two or three on my plate, and I literally
hot
gagged.
Buttered beets.
I remember what chair I was sitting at in the kitchen. And we lived in a 12x60 trailer when I grew up. And I remember sitting in the kitchen and Mom was telling me to eat them and I couldn't. And I can't.
Just
like
do
my
it.
Wife loves them. She loves them. And
I like pickled beets.
When I like do the dishes or something and I open up this you know, that bowl that she puts them in, and it's like, I can't.
You just have a lot of PTSD
around
food.
Yeah, bad memories.
You know, another one I don't like? Watermelon.
Really?
What?
Get it away.
Are you even American?
You can have my portion.
Really?
How do you celebrate
texture?
The 4th of
Are you
July?
Are afraid of the seeds or what?
What, texture or what is it?
No, actually, I won a watermelon seed contest by spitting them into a bucket. I made the most. Probably because I'm used to throwing watermelon out of my mouth all my childhood.
Really?
Really?
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know that I ever knew that.
Yeah. I've never liked it.
Because our kids love watermelon.
Yeah, I like watermelon.
So you haven't noticed in the past 10 years that he's never eaten watermelon?
I mean, have you ever seen me buy one?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah.
That's why.
Now that you mention it.
Oh, that's
secret
funny.
Is now out.
What's my least favorite food?
Spaghetti and bologna.
I love spaghetti and bologna.
I would say...
Strike one.
My French toast.
Oh. If that's what you want to call it.
Folks, if you could just see the face on her.
Whoops.
I mean, I'm telling you, some of the simplest things to make. Like, how do you mess up French toast?
Let's ask Andy.
I'll let you know.
I don't know. I thought it was impossible. But the first time that he ever made me breakfast, he made French toast or some form of what he thought French toast was supposed to be. And it, I don't know. It's like he soaked it in the eggs for an hour.
I'll put my recipe in the comments.
Or something. I mean, it literally just like melted apart and... I'm like, what is this? Never again.
It was bad.
No amount of syrup or butter will bring that back to recovery.
No.
So what's your least favorite food?
My least favorite food? I'm going to be completely honest. I like just about everything.
Do you like liver and
like,
onions?
Nope.
I've eaten it before. I would say that's not my favorite.
I say I would not.
But I grew up, I feel like, on retirement home food because I worked in a retirement home. So, like, I think we talked about this, like rice pudding. I love rice pudding.
So does Craig.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I mean, all the, like, Jell-O with fruit. All the stuff that old people eat. Those are all my favorite foods.
all those soft foods.
So you're prepared for your denture years.
Yeah, I'm ready. But I don't have to have a bunch of sauces or like seasonings on my food necessarily.
Same.
Like I'll eat anything.
Kind of bland or does
it
bother?
It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if I can name your least favorite food.
Like I like everything. For the most part. Yeah. I can't think of a food that I don't like.
What is
or
your least
that
favorite?
I'll refuse to eat. And I'll say, like, mushrooms are not my all-time favorite.
That's the first thing I thought
of. But I'll
eat
them.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's what's presented to me, I'll eat them.
Ooh, yeah. Mushroom season's coming up. Have you guys ever mushroom hunted before?
Yes.
I love it.
I did that with Dad.
I wouldn't know which ones to look for.
Oh,
I'd probably get the poisonous ones.
I'll show you. We should go this year.
Fried mushroom.
Late April, May.
Puffball.
You cut them up and dip them in egg and flour and fry them up.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
I love morales.
Mm.
I like when everybody has good morale, too.
Have you ever had... Hey.
There you go.
Have you ever had fried pumpkin blossoms?
No.
Oh.
No, but I'm in. That sounds fun.
They are good. Yeah.
What is that? What's a blossom?
In the morning, like the pumpkins get a flower.
The vine.
Yeah.
And I've seen those, actually. And you put flour on them?
You put them in egg.
Okay.
And then flour and fry them.
Yeah. I do like
salt.
Reminds me of green tomatoes.
We like breaking into Fulton Farms or what?
You have to plant.
Only at night.
You got to plant the pumpkin.
Okay.
So you get the blossom or squash.
You don't have any pumpkins by the end of the season, but you just ate all the blossoms.
Am I saying all that right?
I think so.
Could it be a squash? Do you guys like fried zucchini?
Yes.
Oh,
that's divine. Are you guys going to have a garden?
We've talked about it, but... You really have to have time.
Or start small, maybe just pots, which I would like to do. Like just have some four or five pots of tomatoes and zucchini.
Yeah, we actually have three apple trees at our house. We just discovered the third one this year. Actually.
Right outside our bedroom window, which we plan on getting rid of that at some point in time.
I think I want to plant it somewhere else because they were green apples and they were really good. But the bugs haven't got to. We don't know how to treat or take care of.
You're going to have to Google it.
If anybody knows how.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we have really big apple trees, and they have plenty of apples every year, but we've never pruned it.
And I was going to say, if you get an abundance of apples, the easiest thing to do is to make crock pot applesauce.
Which is really good.
Yeah, you just peel them, slice them, put them in a crock pot with some sugar and cinnamon, let them cook low overnight, and you have applesauce in the morning.
Or
and then we could can it.
Freeze it.
Yeah.
Apple butter.
Freeze it.
Or stick them in, put some 1 MCP and stick them in a...
You could put them in your
garden for a year.
For a year.
Yeah.
Best way to do it.
Yeah.
What's another... Do you have any more of those debatable things? That was kind of...
I'm sure.
Something about pepperoni, I thought you asked.
Oh, if pepperoni is the best pizza topping? I don't think so.
I think onion is a very good pizza topping.
I like banana peppers.
Black
onion. Oh, yeah. You took it from me. Banana peppers or
it's
pepperoni.
One of my favorites.
Yeah.
See, I'm not a banana pepper fan. It's one, you know, I can eat it on a pizza. But
I would like mushroom and onion.
You know, we had a deluxe pizza tonight, and I don't remember seeing... Will you say no banana peppers on this pizza, please? Or I don't remember getting a list of no toppings.
No, we didn't.
Oh, no.
Right, because we will eat them.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They wouldn't be our favorite.
Mm.
Black olives I love. Not by themselves, but on a pizza.
Yeah,
right.
Or in a salad.
I don't like green olives. I've never liked green olives.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Those are good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too salty for me, in my opinion.
Are you a pickle person?
Yes, I do love pickles.
See, I could take or leave, you know, a pickle.
I love pickles.
Yeah, our daughter can eat a whole jar. Sawyer, a whole jar, and ask for another jar in one sitting.
Yeah, I think our granddaughter, Lila, got a jar of pickles for her birthday. She had a birthday party. She turned 5, and somebody gave her a jar of pickles, and she was so excited to have her very own jar of pickles. So. Mm.
You know, another food item that I don't like anymore are donuts. They just don't do anything for me.
Really?
Yeah. I just don't know why. Like, I try because I used to love the Boston cream ones that had the vanilla icing or custard in the middle?
The cream in the middle or the custard?
Like custard.
Both. I think I like both.
The Long John. One. Like, the Long Johns have the cream.
Yeah.
In the middle, and then like you can have the maple icing or the vanilla icing.
Love the maple.
Love maple.
I love a good donut.
Yeah, I just fell out of love with them.
Me too.
Good donut loves me too. So.
But I don't have them very often. I mean, a handful of times throughout
the year. Really.
I'm not having them for the next 8 weeks.
Now, why is it? What's coming up?
I'm doing the sugar fast.
Or we're going down to...
Florida.
Florida.
In 8 weeks.
Gulf Coast.
Oh, okay. Where at?
Navarre.
Navarre, okay.
Navarre Beach. So,
yeah,
our favorite place.
We don't want to be laughed at.
Hey, round's a shape too, okay?
Yes.
That it is.
Thank you, Andy.
Yeah, well,
for that encouragement.
Yeah.
You know, I got three round ones, just like the snowman, you know?
No, I just wanted to take a step back from sugar just for a little bit. So, and I think more of it's like, you know, challenge yourself. Like, can I do it? Can I? And I'm talking about refined sugar. I know there's some, you know, a little bit of sugar maybe in a yogurt or, you know, watching those.
Right.
And fruit has natural sugar, yes. But I'm really talking about the refined stuff,
yeah.
Your candies and cookies and stuff, and just seeing if I can do it. So it's been 6 days and I've made it so far.
Well, good.
Yeah.
I really want to get back into ice baths. Like I almost,
you were doing that before,
and I really loved it. It's painful and it's not fun, but there's something.
Maybe there's a reason for that.
Yeah,
it's just not
What's
right.
What's the benefit? What's the benefit of
all kinds, from your mental state to like arthritis, like your aches and pains,
inflammation.
Yeah, it just helps out a lot.
It just kind of numbs your whole body that you just don't know that you're in pain anymore.
Right. Right.
In the moment, probably.
And you're so like physically traumatized.
You forget about all
that. You just forget that you're stressed and you're anxious. And
but honestly, I'd say just look it up and look at the benefits. And
I've seen it on the internet, yeah. But man, yeah. I just don't
it's
know.
Cold.
I hate the cold.
I couldn't well, do it.
I shouldn't say hate. There? That's a strong word.
Oh, just five. I mean, for me, like 5 to 7 minutes. But some, like the colder it is, like they recommend like 3 minutes then. So,
How cold is it?
Just seems like a lot for
a
just 3 minutes.
Yes. So I've only gotten it in the 40s. I know some that do it at like 32, 33 degrees, 35. I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. I'd love to see. But I liked over the last year, like not messing with the mind, but learning more about like what you can control or what the mind and stuff like that. It's actually kind of fun.
Yeah, your mindset about things.
Yeah. It's different.
Well, I know that's a big thing. I mean, you can buy the tub.
Yes. We have
like an inflatable one.
Yeah, ours is
I've seen those, yeah.
And it works perfectly fine, but some people go to like your local Tractor Supply or wherever you can buy
a
like,
trough.
Yes, and use those as one. And it works out, works just as good, if not better, I guess. But
well, you know, like our well water is probably close to
it's cold.
50 degrees.
You're on well water?
We have a well.
In
the back.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we use that like to water.
We are not allowed to hook up
Let's not
the
digress.
House to the well.
Let's not digress.
Really?
So the city gets their payment.
What you
they
got,
get
Steph?
Their money, right?
But we use it for, you know, watering and everything else.
Right.
I don't know. Just some basic debates. Like, is the corner brownie better than the one in the middle?
No. Yes.
I'm going corner.
No.
Got to have the corner.
I don't like the corner necessarily, but I want the edge.
Edge is the best way to put it.
What's the difference between the edge and the corner? That's two edges.
Corner
put together.
Has like too much
two,
of the
crunch.
The hard
yeah.
part.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have the two different textures.
Well, yeah.
Right, but you can get that with the edge.
You don't need
the corner.
I'm a corner.
You don't need the corner.
No, really. I think you do need the corner in your life. I think the corner's something that everyone needs in their life.
So leftover pizza.
I was there
pizza.
Plenty of times.
No.
I've been in the corner many times in my life.
This is a good one. What's
but
say?
Leftover pizza, do you eat it cold or reheat it?
If
I don't like
hurry.
It at all.
It all depends on the pizza and on the time that I can devote.
I do agree. It depends on the type of the pizza.
I don't like any leftover pizza.
For a frozen pizza, nah.
No.
It goes in the trash.
Yeah, I agree.
Or to our dog. Yeah.
Who's obese.
Our dog is obese. Please don't call the vet.
I mean,
squad
back,
on us.
Back in the heydays,
so we're calling the vet about the dog. We're calling the city about the water. What's next?
Back in the heydays, I left pizza out all night. I find it in the morning, eat it where it was at.
There's where I left
Andrew.
It.
Just pepperoni is like a little different.
Got shriveled up on the ends.
Yeah.
And if I felt too worried about it, I'd just put it in the microwave for 30 seconds.
There you go.
I'm fine, right?
No.
Steph, well, anything else before we wrap this one up?
We're going to wrap it up.
I don't know. There's all kinds of
Good things.
Little debates on here. Are clowns more scary or more funny?
Scary.
Depends on.
Andy's always been afraid of clowns.
Yes.
And large characters, which I think he passed down to our children. Because what was the one thing when you were a kid that you were scared to death of?
Barney.
A chipmunk. Barney. A chipmunk. A guy dressed as a chipmunk.
Really?
Yeah.
That was one
big chipmunk.
Did it like
chase you down the street or something, though?
Yeah, it did.
Are you sure?
And I'm not talking about Alvin, Simon, or Theodore. I'm talking this thing was scary. It looked like the guy on Bucky's. The sign. He ran
That's
after
a beaver, I think.
Why would he run after you?
Beavers, chipmunks. Because I think it wanted to be my friend.
Where did he come from? Like, where were you?
Where were your parents?
Encouraging
That's a,
it.
The better question.
But I think it was like the mascot of this campground that we went to every summer with my grandparents, and it would find me. And
couldn't wait for you to get there.
No. And it would find me where I was secluded and I couldn't run.
Okay, I think we're losing control. Oh, goodness. That is scary.
Yeah, it was. Like, I barely knew how to swim. So, like, there was a fishing pond there. It was like, cornering me by the ponks. It thought that's where it was the best place to be my best friend. And then...
Right, when you came out of the bathroom. Okay,
was this an adult in this costume?
I didn't give it a chance to find out. I think so. It was taller than me. And, like,
wow.
Someone encouraged it to come find me. And
wow.
Now here I am going to be dressing as an axolotl for Girl Scouts. So.
Wow.
Yeah,
you've come full circle.
There you go. This is like a little bit of a therapy
Just
session.
Don't chase small children.
Know that.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, are we going to wrap it up with that?
Yeah. We're going to go ahead and put a cap on it tonight.
End it on that one.
A little tidbit.
This is just a tidbit episode. Nothing more than that. But life's a story. We got several stories that, you're now just entered into our life.
There you go. This was entertaining.
So hope you had an enjoyable time. I'm your host, Greg Steinke, along with my wife, Dina and Stephanie.
And Andy.
And I'll see you guys later.
Yeah.
Bye.
He didn't say hello before.
Oh, yeah. Too busy thinking chipmunks now.
See you later, everybody.
You just want to say bye, Alvin.
Yeah. Simon and Theodore.
All right. Well, this is Life's a Story, where everyone has a story to tell. Thanks for listening.
See ya.
Bye.